Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at biblical examples showing that God is constantly pursuing us to do us good. And that's happening even if our lives haven't necessarily been what others would call good. Here's another example, this one from the Bible's book of Genesis. Jacob and Esau were twin brothers. Esau was born first, so, according to tradition, he should get a special birthright and blessing. Well, once when Esau was real hungry, Jacob said he'd give him some food if Esau gave him the birthright, and Esau agreed. Later, when Esau was to get his father's blessing, Jacob tricked their father and got the blessing himself. This got Esau mad, and he vowed to kill Jacob. Jacob traveled to his uncle's place for safety, and his journey takes him through some desolate areas. At one point, he has to use rocks for pillows. But despite this desolation and his previous behavior, he has a dream in which he sees God's angels coming to him, descending from heaven and going back to it. And he hears God telling him that he, God, is with him and will keep him safe and won't leave him. That turns out to be true, and Jacob becomes a patriarch of the Hebrew people. He's finally reconciled with Esau, too, after another instance of God pursuing him for his own good. After his dream, Jacob says, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." May we all find God in our lives, too, keeping us safe and establishing us on a firm basis. Amen.